Welcome, everyone. Glad to have you along with us, Mike and Kim, for another edition of The Good Stuff. So sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes or so, and we'll try to lighten your day just a little bit. Kim?
Indeed, we will. And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. It is the commercial cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. It is Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. Lots of things to do. Even as we move into late summer or early fall, it's still a great time for a trip down the Niobrara River, especially as we get into the fall color change in the Niobrara Valley. So check out one of the great outfitters here in Cherry County for details on that. For more details, just go to visitvalentine.com. Kim, do you have something to share?
Well, I have something super short here. Rita Rudner, I thought this was funny. She says, this is a quote from here, "I need glasses. I don't wear them, though. I use judgment. I stopped at a stop sign, and it turns out it was a skinny redhead."
Okay. There's something. Oh, you got something else right
there? Well, I've got things to learn before I die, but okay. You go ahead.
Well, this was sent in by Delbert Blocker a while back. Three men sitting together bragging about how they had given their new wives their duties. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
The first man had married a woman from Illinois and had told her that she was going to do the dishes and house cleaning. Took a couple of days, but on the third day, he came home to see a clean house and the dishes washed and everything put away. The second man had married a woman from Georgia. He had given his wife orders that she, too, was to do all the cleaning, dishes, and the cooking. Well, the first day he didn't see any results, but the next day he saw it was a little bit better. By the third day, he saw his house was clean, the dishes were done, and there was a huge dinner on the table.
Oh.
Now, the third man had married a beautiful girl from Wyoming. He told her that her duties were to keep the house clean, dishes washed, lawn mowed, laundry washed, and hot meals on the table for every meal. And he said the first day he didn't see anything, the second day he didn't see anything, but by the third day, some of the swelling had started going down and he could see a little out of his left eye, just enough to fix himself a sandwich and load the dishwasher. Thanks for sending that in, Delbert.
That is amusing. Things to learn before I die. Never, under any circumstances, take a sleeping pill and a laxative the same night.
Bad combo.
If you had to identify, in one word, the reason why the human race has not achieved and will never achieve its full potential, that word would be meetings.
Oh, that's true. True.
Oh, there is a very fine line between hobby and mental illness.
I've heard that people say that about golf a lot.
These are things that I want to learn before I die. People who want to share their religious views with you almost never want you to share yours with them.
Oh, that's interesting how that works out.
Yeah. You should not confuse your career with your life. And nobody cares if you can't dance well. Just get up and dance. Now, these are words I live by. Never lick a steak knife. And the most destructive force in the universe is gossip.
Oh.
And you will never find anybody who can give you a clear and compelling reason why we observe daylight savings time.
That's right. Nobody really has a good reason for that.
You should never say anything to a woman that even remotely suggests that you think she's pregnant unless you can see an actual baby emerging from her at that moment.
That's true.
Things to learn before I die. There comes a time when you should stop expecting other people to make a big deal about your birthday.
Yeah.
That age is about 11.
Is that what it is? Is that the magic number?
I don't think so. No. Here's another one. The one thing that unites all human beings, regardless of age, gender, religion, economic status, or ethnic background, is that deep down inside, we all believe we are above average drivers.
So speaking of birthdays, a belated birthday to Kimber and Marley Burge, our twin granddaughters. They turned 10 on Sunday.
They did indeed. A decade.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.